Off the Ball.
GAA.
Hurling is in dreamland. Take out that match the weekend for Kilkenny. Hurling is just in paradise at the moment, lads. Like, hurling just keeps giving.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Simon Zeebo calls time on his storied career. Ramos convinced Toulouse can hurt Leinster in Saturday's Investec Champions Cup final. And a court date is set for the man who's charged with the racial abuse of Ugo Magna. First up today, Simon Zeebo has confirmed his decision to retire. The winger turned fullback turned 34 in March and has racked up 173 Munster appearances so far across his two spells. In a statement, Zeebo wrote, "After much thought, I've decided that this season will be my last playing the game I love. It has been a dream come true, making memories and friends for life and travelling the world with amazing people." He continues, "A huge thank you to my family, friends, teammates, coaches and supporters. Without ye, none of this would have been possible. I am truly grateful for all the love and support over the years. I've loved every second. It's been some crack and I can't wait to see what's next." Zeebo has been predominantly used by Graham Rowntree as a fullback this season, with many saying he's actually playing some of the best rugby of his career. His 35 Ireland caps were curtailed by a four-year stay in Paris with Racing 92. His Ireland debut came on the 2012 Tour of New Zealand under Declan Kidney, and he started four of Ireland's games as they won the 2015 Six Nations. Zeebo was among the Ireland try scorers on that famous afternoon in 2016 at Chicago's Soldier Field, where Ireland beat the All Blacks for the very first time. He was selected as part of a wider warm-up squad by Andy Farrell for the 2021 Autumn Internationals, but never saw action, meaning his final Ireland cap actually came against Japan in the summer of 2017. Zeebo also toured with the Lions in Australia in 2013. He can still cap off an incredible career course with another URC title this season, but based on a conversation in 2020 on Off the Ball, Zeebo has been true to his word regarding the timing of his retirement.
The last time you were on with us, you made an interesting point. You were saying that you want to make hay while the sun is shining. You wouldn't have the motivation really to play till 36, 37, which is an interesting comment. Most players want to eke every second they can out of it. What aspect of the career is the grind?
The grind, I think, yeah, it changes all the time. I suppose sometimes you'll be coming home and your body's in bits after you know, four or five games on the bounce. Sometimes it's pre-season, sometimes it's the winter months when you're going training in the rain all the time, and your motivation could be low for family reasons, whatever reason, you know. So sometimes your emotions would ebb and flow, and you change from time to time. But playing till 36, 37 wouldn't really appeal to me too much. I'd like to continue playing while I'm enjoying it and while I'm playing somewhat near my best anyway. You know, I don't want to fall off the edge of a cliff completely and just continue playing just for the sake of it. I wouldn't have the engine like a Donnacha Ryan now to keep going that long and in the shape that he's in and in the motivation that he has. But it changes from time to time, but as of now I'm very, very happy and content and very excited and motivated and raring to go and champion at the bit. But I just know that come 35, 36 that probably won't be the same case.
Tomá Ramos believes Toulouse have the game to hurt Leinster in Saturday's Investec Champions Cup final. Leinster beat Toulouse in last season's semi-final and in convincing fashion too, but speaking ahead of this weekend's decider, Ramos insists revenge is not on the minds of the Toulouse players. He says they will approach the game differently, highlighting that Toulouse have a tendency to show up in finals. Finally, a 31-year-old man will appear at Exeter Magistrates Court on July 24th following the alleged racial abuse of Ugo Magna. Angus Bukes faces charges of causing racially aggravated harassment, alarm or distress. The charge relates to an incident in November at a premiership meeting of Exeter and Gloucester at Sandy Park. The Chiefs apologised to Magna in the immediate aftermath, saying they'd identified the individual responsible and passed on the CCTV footage to the police. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.